Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
It is showtime. We are here live at the Jungle Tiger Stadium for the 32-4A district matchup between the Edcal Chelsea Yellow Jackets and the Mercedes Tigers. The Jackets went ahead and won the toss, elected to receive the ball. So as I look to here at the game clock, exactly 7:28, this game is set to start 2 minutes early, but nonetheless should be a great game, definitely a game of the week caliber type game, as the Mercedes Tigers break from their huddle and they are ready to kick the ball off. A lot of electricity here in the stands from both sides, as both sides are anticipating a great game. And there's the kick. It's a low flying kick. It's going to go out of bounds at the 2 yard line, and the Jackets will not put a return. Interested to see whether they will elect to have the ball kicked off again, or whether they will accept the ball at the 30-yard line. Well, judging by the players that have entered the game, it looks like the Jackets will elect to decline the penalty and will take the ball at the 30-yard line. It will be first and 10 for the Yellow Jackets at the 30. And it'll be interesting to see how this Edcal Chelsea offense will do against this Mercedes defense. As I mentioned earlier, Mercedes ranked in the district as one of the worst defenses. This should be a field day for the Yellow Jacket offense. Jackets entering in a unusual formation. It appears to be a formation of doubles. It's a handoff to the right. Alex Isettles tripped up by a defensive tackle that dove and just made a shoestring tackle. And it's a big tackle, because now it's a 1 yard loss, and the Jackets find themselves here at the 29 with a second and 11. Second and 11. It appears to be kind of like a bunch formation to the left. And the handoff to Roger Garcia bounces outside and is going to be tackled, but will be close to picking up 5 yards. It'll bring up a third down and about six. Jackets now have the ball at about the 34-yard line. Co-host having a bit of difficulty, and just to kind of trying to get him back, getting him into the game, get him into the press box here. Nino didn't quite get to see the play, but Nino with a first down play. Jackets now with a first and 10 at the 47-yard line. Alex Isettles with a handoff, has some room outside, finally tackled close to about a 6 yard gain.
Talk. Hey everybody, it's this Doc here, finally through the traffic mess there, courtesy of the Mercedes Police. And we are here to call the action.
Yeah, I was just commenting about what kind of a mess they have here at the exit entrance system. Finally joined here by a co-host. 9 minutes and 40 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Was a penalty against the Jackets. They'll have second and about six from the 49-yard line in Mercedes territory. Nino keeping the ball on the pass attempt. Runs upfield. Close to the first down. He's got it as he crosses the 40-yard line.
You know, I'm really surprised this far in the season no one has chosen to spy him yet. It's a very odd choice. You'd think that would be one of the top priorities of any team, but I guess not.
Hey, you're going to be able to handle that camera there? I originally had decided I wasn't going to do any video today, but thanks to the adamant persistence of my co-host here, so now he gets to run the camera. Oh, what a lucky guy. First and 10 from the 39-yard line. It's a handoff to the right side. Roger, with a little bit of room to run, finally going to be tripped up close to the 30-yard line. Nice little pickup there.
Yeah, they kind of overloaded the left side of the formation and came back to the backside, kind of caught Mercedes to the strong side of the formation. Using the formation there to take advantage of scheme-wise.
Well, originally this This drive started at the Yellow Jacket 30. Now they are at the 30-yard line of the Mercedes Tigers. Have consistently been moving the ball, with the exception of maybe one or two plays, have been moving the ball at about 5 to 6 yard gain per play. As we now have a second and about one. Nino with the keeper is going to roll to the left. A little bit of problems there getting around the corner as the corner steps up.
A flag on the play in the area of holding. We shall see what we'll wait for the call.
And he did pick up enough yards for that first down. However, I'm pretty sure you're right. It is going to be a holding penalty, and it's more than likely going to be brought back. A Mercedes Tiger player down. As 8 minutes and 22 seconds remaining here in the first quarter of tonight's ball game. Definitely going to be a battle of the offenses tonight.
Well, Mercedes certainly hopes so, because that would be their best chance to win.
Battle of the offenses. It's going to boil down to which defense has the bigger night, in my opinion. And, of course, given the type of play that the Yellow Jacket defense has been playing over the past couple weeks, I'm going to have to give it to the Jackets on that one. But this play, the running play, the first down negated by a holding penalty, brought back 10 yards. It'll be a still second down as the ball is now at the 35-yard line, second and close to about 6.
Right, is 22 Trevino suited out there? Is that what I see in the corner in the cornerback position?
I'm not sure. I wasn't able to see whether he was suited out for tonight's ball game. As Nino drops back to pass,
that's pressure.
Dodges one defender. Dodges two, is going to be brought down for the sack.
A rare sack. How many times has he been sacked this year? I really can't recall.
Nino has been very. Very good very elusive for avoiding the sack or at least getting rid of the ball before he is sacked. That time, unable to avoid the sack, does step up into the pocket, but he held on to it a little too long. I think he should have tucked it and ran, but he opted to try to hit that receiver, and unfortunately, the pressure got to him before it. It will be about a 2-yard loss on the sack. It'll bring up a third and about 8 here now at the 37-yard line of the Tigers.
Kind of a sort of power formation out of the shotgun, kind of Florida Gator-esque.
Nino back to pass.
Man, wide deep. Open. Wow, I believe that is Trevino there, because that closing speed was incredible. Trevino will get the flag, but in my opinion, it was a smart penalty, because that's a sure touchdown.
Yeah, indeed. Number 12, Jesse Jalomo, broken coverage there. I mean, that's the only way you could explain. I mean, he had a 10-yard... open pocket or open space between him and the cornerback, and as the ball was a little underthrown, if he would have let him a little more, I think he would have caught that in the end zone. It wouldn't have been a problem. But as you mentioned, the Trevino, who's playing now cornerback position, utilizes speed, closes up and pushes the defender as he.
How amazing was that speed, though? That was incredible. I thought that was a touchdown for sure. I thought that was a short time. I'm kind of in awe. That speed I just saw displayed by Trevino there. Amazing.
Well, you know, at this point in the season, this is a big game. You know, the Jackets, of course, the winner of this game has a very good shot of winning district. Of course, the Mercedes Tigers still need to get past West School East. As the handoff to Roger Garcia, he's met at the line. He does break a tackle or two, but is still going to be tackled for about a 5-yard loss.
Garcia handing out punishment of his own there, carrying the ball, knocking down defenders by himself, basically.
And a new offensive formation here for the Jackets that the Tigers have not. I mean, we haven't seen it all year long.
Yeah, probably the best minus two yard run you'll see of this year. Amazing effort, raising elusiveness, but unfortunately, still a loss.
It's a second down and about 13 from the 25-yard line.
Kind of a tray formation here to the left side.
Nino drops back to pass. Has some time. He's going to keep the ball. Run upfield. Able to break one tackle. Gets down inside the 20. But he's still significantly short of the first down, as it'll bring up a third and close to about maybe 6.
Although, as we learned last week, the kicker definitely has the leg to make the field goal in this case.
Looking at the flag over there on the north side of the field, appears to be a fairly strong wind that's just picked up maybe about 10 miles an hour.
Right, kind of a crosswind.
10 to 15 coming from
the east. The crosswind's always tricky. They couldn't hook to either side. But it is a third and about 7. again with that tray formation to the left side.
Nino looking for that pass for the third or fourth time. It's going to be a screen.
There's a screen, and there's all kinds of running room.
And the Tigers making another costly mistake. 2-3 plays before, it was a costly pass interference, and this time it's a nasty face mask penalty, as it was nasty enough that the player that was tackled via the face mask is still down on the field. It was a vicious face mask.
Yeah, the crowd, as you would expect, is upset, but unfortunately there's nothing you can do but throw the flag, and they did that, and unfortunately that just happens once in a while.
And of course, this is a Mercedes Tiger defense and Mercedes Tigers team that is looking to set the tone themselves, and you figure that they're trying to be as aggressive as possible, and that aggressiveness is showing off as they're making costly penalties here.
Definitely. The Tigers are a good team. They don't need anybody else's help, but they'll take it if you give it to them.
Well, looking without that face mask, the Jackets would have been short. It would have brought up about a 4th-and-3 from the 15-yard line. But now the penalty is going to give the Jackets. It's a 15-yarder. Well, actually, it'll probably be half the distance because
it'll be a first goal, however.
Yes, but the important thing is it is a first down, and the ball is going to be moved up to about the 9-yard line.
Garcia is walking on his own. He appears fine. He is kind of, cranking his neck back and forth.
Well,
he does appear fine, however.
When you get completely tackled, both hands on the face mask, and you're whipped the way he was, there is very little that you can say or do about that, man. I mean, that's a vicious tackle. Vicious, illegal tackle.
The Jackets prime to score here on the opening drive of the game, taking already more than half the first quarter. Fullback in now. Timeout. Appears to be some confusion.
Yeah, there appears to be one player short.
Some kind of confusion there on the offense, and they use a timeout.
Well, I think Roger Garcia came out because of the timeout, and I don't think anyone went in to replace him. So the Jackets had to call a timeout there with only 10 men in the field. Not a way you want to start down a first and goal from the 9-yard line.
Although it was smart taking a timeout instead of taking a costly penalty in the first and goal area.
Indeed. Well, they were missing that halfback. I mean, you can't run very many plays without a halfback. You can get away running a play without a wideout, but, the halfback, especially if it was a design run play. No, but I'm sure at this point, it seems like Coach Elise has been trying to hit the pass. We've probably run about 10 plays now, 10 offensive plays, and probably six or seven of them have been pass plays.
Although that's been turned to runs by Eric.
And it just may be that the Tigers are doing a pretty good job of putting pressure on the quarterback and covering the receivers. But it's a first and goal here from the 9-yard line. Jackets in a doubles formation. Nino hits Tanguma, and it is a touchdown. The Yellow Jackets strike blood first, 6-0.
Correct. I believe that is number 12, I believe, not number 14.
Oh, I stand corrected. You are correct. It is number 12, Jesse Halomo.
A nice adjustment on a low pass, but he still got down on his knees and caught the football for a nice touchdown for the Yellow Jackets.
And that'll be Jesse Halomo's second touchdown of the season.
All right, we got a request for a Zoom, and we will oblige.
Jackets line up for the PAT, and of course Miguel Garcia having a great season. Kick is up, and it is good.
Oh, a nice long drive, 6 minutes plus for the Yellow Jackets, and they come with a big touchdown. Of course, helped out by a few costly Mercedes penalties.
Yeah, it was indeed a 70-yard touchdown drive, more than 10 plays. Takes up a significant amount of time off the clock, nearly 7 minutes. There is now 5 minutes and 14 seconds remaining here in the first quarter.
That's right, ready to kick off. And there is some kind of conference with the officials going on. I'm not sure what they are discussing, but they are discussing something in the end zone. Mercedes now bracing for their first offensive series. We'll see what they come up with. Of course, the money man there is number 22 for the Tigers, Alex Reniño, who just showed incredible speed on defense. We'll see how this goes.
22 listeners here tuning into tonight's ball game, listening to Edcal Jelsa Sports Radio. Yellow Jackets up 7-0 here in the first quarter with 5:14 remaining in the first quarter. But now the Jacket defense and the Tiger offense will have an opportunity for a showdown for the first time in tonight's ballgame.
Well, I'll tell you what, the for those of you not here, the atmosphere is, as they say, electric. Wouldn't you agree?
Indeed. Especially I can't really see that well here. Well, you know, I guess if I stand up, I can see it. This is standing room only, as both stands are jam-packed. Not very many open seats available in the general admission, if any at all. Definitely the reserve seems pretty full, too, and it's standing room only, as both the sides of the fence post are jam-packed with fans from both teams.
Now, when I came in here, there were people sitting in the grass area. So it is literally standing room only.
You know, and I look out to the window, and it's packed there outside, too, in the concession stand area. As the ball's kicked, recovered at the 10 by Alex Trevino, putting some shifty moves, but finally going to be tackled. Trevino showing a little bit of moves there, but unable to turn the motor on it and start moving forward, which, of course, is his strong point, his speed upfield. And he's going to be tackled for maybe about a 2 or 3 yard return. The ball did bounce about three times before it finally made its way to Trevino, which is the kind of kick that you want to get. You don't want to kick it deep to their men, you know, especially given that Alex Trevino has been a very dangerous factor against the Falcons. He returned two special teams touchdowns, which were the only 14 points that the Tigers scored against the Falcon defense.
A good kicker is a great weapon in football.
First and 10, and it's a handoff to number 33, Israel Vela, who bounces outside, has some room to run. Finally tackled by number 3, Joseph Garcia, but picks up a nice 8-yard gain, and he gets to about the 25-yard line. It'll be second and about 2.
The Tigers using the variation of that jet sweep that has become very popular now in all levels of football. All right, it will be second and I would say about maybe 1 or 2, according to the announcer. And Mercedes comes out in their I formation. This is their bread and butter formation. Now shifts when unbalanced, it looks like.
Toss to the left, Alex Trevino. He is mad, has to reverse sides, but he got a little bit of room. One man to beat. It was a design toss to the left, and Trevino, recognizing that the defense pretty much was in position to stop that play completely, changes fields, and he has that speed to make a play on the opposite end of the field, and he does pick up the 2 yards necessary, picks up probably about 5, and it will be a Mercedes Tigers first down.
Wow, I'm just seeing this guy in person, I'm just so in awe of his speed. I mean, just incredible speed. I believe it was number 3 in the state. The state track meet of the 200 meters, if I am correct there. So he definitely has the wheels.
He does have the wheels.
And don't sleep on Israel Vela there, a quality back as well, who had 233 yards rushing last week in their victory.
First and 10 from the 31-yard line. And it's a handoff to Israel Vela up the middle. Stuffed at the line, not going to get any yards. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, if not 1 yard.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get much yards attacking the Jacket tackles that way on defense.
Getting word here that the referees, for some reason, will not allow us to use anything other than a game ball for kicking. I mean, I'm not sure what the situation is there. So apparently, Coach Solis not happy about the fact that Miguel Garcia unable to use the ball that he normally uses for kickoff and extra points.
Pass
Albert
play,
Chavez actually has plenty of time to pass. Has a receiver wide open. Oh, man, that's going to make a highlight reel somewhere.
Wow. A sure touchdown drop by the Mercedes receiver.
Mercedes, it was about a 40-yard pass, and there must have been about a 15-20-yard cushion between the Tiger receiver and the cornerback for the Jackets. He was just wide open, and he was waiting for that pass. The ball bounces off his helmet, his face mask, and falls safely out of bounds, and the Jackets dodge a bullet there, as you're right, it would have been a sure touchdown for the Tigers.
And maybe a case of being too wide open. I think he got too scared being so open, just waiting for the ball.
And you know, you think those type of passes are easy to catch, but you know, when you got a situation like that, yeah, it's a very pressure situation.
I formation motion again used by the Tigers.
Third and about nine as Chavez drops back to pass again. And he's going to run with the ball this time as he does not have a receiver open and maybe picks up about 2 or 3 yards, and it'll bring up a fourth down.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mercedes definitely has the athletes, but for some reason they haven't been able to get together this season.
Well, you know, this game should be 7-7 right now if they complete that pass. But instead, the Mercedes Tiger punting unit will enter the field here on fourth down and, you know, dodge the bullet.
Yeah, Alex Trevino has amazing speed, and that throw by Chavez was right on the money. So they definitely have the athletes. For some reason, they haven't been able to get together this season.
And Chavez was out, he was out there for about 5-6 seconds, you know.
Yeah,
and it was a rollout pass. The punt, a low flyer. Doesn't get any forward progress.
And the Jackets with good field position on their own 37-yard line, which will be first and 10.
It'll be officially a 28-yard punt for the Tigers. As the Yellow Jackets now take over. 2 minutes and 47 seconds here remaining in the first quarter. And we have seen a quite an interesting ball game.
The Jackets going to the more traditional slot formation that we have known them to go into. Probably work the running game, and they do. You know, Mercedes has been stout in the run defense so far in this game.
On the handoff on the left side of the line, Roger Garcia picks up a tough 2 yards. Of course, the Mercedes Tigers running a 27 defense, which is basically a 4-3
also
with
a 4-3, most
right,
of
four defensive linemen and three linebackers with two safeties back. It actually looks like they're only putting one safety back here in the cover three, as it's another handoff to Roger Garcia. And once again, picking up another tough 2 yards, it'll bring up a third and close to about six.
Another third and long, but this is where the last drive, the Tigers made several errors, penalties, and kept the drive alive. We'll see what they do this time. They may go less aggressive to avoid those costly penalties, but we'll see. I do expect a spread formation of some kind by the Jackets, as many teams do on third and long. Third and about, I want to say seven, and a doubled formation out of the spread.
Nino drops back to pass, has a receiver open with a reception to the field, passes the 30, the 20, on nice block by Arnie. That's going to be a touchdown, number 12, Jesse Halomo.
Wow, what an amazing athletic play by Halomo there, taking about a 10-yard pass and taking it the distance. Wow, that was great.
It was about a 10-15 yard pass on the reception, and then he manages to take it about 40 yards on his own into the house, and great blocking there by number 14, Artie Tanguma, with a key block downfield at about the 5-yard line that allowed that pass play to continue to the end zone. The PAT. Whoa, and a Mercedes Tiger coming dangerously close to blocking the PAT. But nonetheless, it's up through the uprights. And the Jackets now have a 14-0 lead with 1 minute and 5 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Boy, and this is the type of explosive offense, you know, that being ranked number one in the district that I expected to see.
Well, yeah, we kind of expected more. You know, despite the big points numbers recently, they have only averaged 336 yards a game coming into this game, so I think a lot of people were expecting more yards. Of course, wins are the most important in the stat, but still, people were expecting a little bit more with the kind of weapons, and it's kind of showing now.
And you have to wonder whether these two touchdowns, what kind of effect they'll have on the Tiger team, as definitely a blow. Obviously, the first one, courtesy of two Tiger penalties. And this second touchdown that the Jackets put up just a matter of pure athleticism and great blocking downfield that made that touchdown possible. They pretty much silenced the Mercedes Tiger crowd over there.
And that's a full crowd over there, too. Well, the Tiger needs something here. This game could get out of hand quickly.
A low-flying kick hits one of the linemen, but will get past. Picked up by a Tiger near the 30-yard line with about a 4-yard return before he's finally tackled. And once again, Coach Solis opting not to kick the ball deep, telling his kicker to kick it, kick some squib kicks there.
Right, and you know, I believe Alex Dominion was not on defense in that series. After that, what happened there, he may be back in the next defensive series. We'll see.
It'll be a 1st and 10 for the Tigers at about the 34-yard line.
Going to the spread formation and doubles.
Chavez back to pass. Has some time. Decides to run. Splits the defensive line through the linebackers. And he picks up a pretty decent gain as he's finally brought down close to about 13 yards.
Wow, things getting a little chippy out there. A little extracurriculars going on.
And that's just the referees realizing as Chavez was met up by number 50 and number 42 of the Yellow Jacket defense, George Vargas and Tony Sanchez, and he just needed to, the refs need to blow the whistle there a little bit sooner. And there was about a pile of about 7 Yellow Jackets there on quarterback Albert Chavez. And, of course, the Tiger offensive line not finding that play very, not taking too kindly to that play and that kind of hit to the quarterback.
The Tigers sticking with a spread. Well, he trips to the right this time. Kind of a pistol look, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a 1st down and 10 from the 50-yard line.
Traditional gun.
Chavez passing, hits his receiver, and he stepped out of bounds.
Wow, I tell you what, so far I'm impressed with this Chavez kid. Great accurate passes so far. And decent, I mean, he's no Eric Nino running the ball, but he's not bad on that first down.
Well, I got to tell you this much, too. Not exactly the type of offense that I'm sure a lot of people expected from the Tigers. They've been going to the air a lot, especially, you know, considering the fact that they have those two great running backs. Instead, looking to put some yards up via their quarterback. 26 seconds remaining in the first quarter, and there's a handoff to number 33, Israel Vela, who has a seam. He's got one man to beat. He might take it to the house, to the 10, to the 5. Finally brought out of bounds by number 26, Felix Garcia.
Wow,
and that's a nice pickup. It's going to be about a 45-yard run.
Nice job of Garcia by stopping the touchdown, though, giving the defense a chance to make a stop at the 5-yard line.
And there's the running game that I was talking about. You know, when you're having that kind of success against other opponents, you would assume that the Tigers would continue to try to put up that kind of offensive plays.
Yeah, well, that crowd from Mercedes is starting to get into it again. As we talked, they were in silence, but they are getting back into it again. Now the Jacket fans are putting their 2 cents in, and they're getting back into the game as well.
1st and goal from the 5-yard line. 15 seconds remaining in the first quarter. And we see now a double tight by the Tigers. It's a toss to Israel Vela. And he finds a little seam through the line.
About the 1.5-yard line, looks like. I thought he was in, but he was not. The Tigers going in a goal line, as you said, a goal line I formation, as you stated. And that will be the last play of the first quarter. And at the end of the first, it is the Ed Couch Yellow Jackets 14 and the Mercedes Tigers 0, but knocking on the door.
Well, with that offensive series so far, the ball game is living up to the expectations of both sides here now, as the Tigers are threatening to score now with a 2nd and goal from the 1-yard line as we start the second quarter.
That ball being placed, wow, literally about a sneaker away from the goal line. A referee's sneaker. I'm not sure what size he wears, but that's how far he is at the end zone.
Hopefully it's a 13. And the Tigers responding well, being down by 14, now looking to put up a touchdown of themselves here from about 1 foot out. And you got to give credit to the Tigers here, who, finding themselves in a 14-0 rut, have not wavered the slightest bit.
There is a official's timeout. For what reason, I do not know. We shall see if they can clarify things here. Apparently, the clock still reads double zeros from the first quarter, and they're trying to get...
Well, you know, it may just be, you know, the Tigers do have a brand new scoreboard, and it just may be that they don't know how to fully work it yet. you're right. They appear to have a little difficulty resetting the clock back to 12 minutes to start the second quarter.
This may stub the Tigers' momentum. We'll see how this handles. There we go. They got the thing worked out, and we are ready for a second and goal from the, I would say, the 1 foot line. Looks like,
talk about a lot of pressure. You just had about close to 8,000 people looking to the Mercedes press box. And as the Tigers,
Chavez literally walks in on the sneak. You don't see that very often. And the Tigers answer. Boy, how big was that drop pass now earlier? That was a sure touchdown for the Tigers.
It could have very easily not been a 14-14 ball game, but instead, upon waiting the point after, the Tigers will find themselves now 14-7 here in the second quarter.
Chavez, interestingly, is also the holder for the Tigers. That's something interesting.
Oh, after the PAT.
Mercedes traditionally has good kickers, at least in the past years. I do not know they still have that program going with the kicking, but they have had impressive kickers the past 2 years.
It appears to be a penalty, and the line for the Mercedes Tigers pointing to the Ed College defensive line, saying that they jumped off sides, but ultimately depends on the guy with the zebra suit.
Oh, wow, a big false start on the PAT for the Tigers. Wow, this could have cost them a point. We shall see.
Well, instead of being a PAT, it'll now be a 25-yard field goal. Well, a 25-yard PAT attempt. The snap, the kick, appears to be enough room.
Wow, another costly penalty by the Tigers, who will now be chasing that point all game.
And that ball just sailed barely over the opposite side, the wrong side of the goalpost. And
it's wide from here, so it probably, it's usually wider when you get down there in the field. So
I was catching a little slack here from one of the coaches in the press box when I mentioned it was going to be a 14-7 ball game. He said that they hadn't made the extra point yet. And I have to bite my tongue, as now the score is 14-6 with 11 minutes and 57 seconds remaining in the second quarter. That's okay. I'm used to eating my words.
So, 3 seconds into the second quarter, and it is a 14-6 Yellow Jacket advantage.
Interested to see whether the Jackets will remain in that. It's kind of like a tight, heavy formation with a. Well, I mean, it's not really a bunch. I mean, what would that?
It's kind of reminiscent of what you see the Florida Gators using these past couple of years with Tim Tebow, kind of like a shotgun, but with still some power. Kind of, I guess, F-backs, fullbacks, kind of, for lead blocking. You're seeing more and more now in the college game. I guess now it's trickling down to the high school, as most college trends do.
Well, the ball's kicked low. It'll make its way to about the 15-yard line. Some difficulty picking it up. Finally, Roger picks it up at the 10. Has a little bit of room, and he shoestring tackle.
Wow, he had some room there with that, ran off of that shoestring tackle. You know, this is like the second week in a row. Roger may want to take up the shoestrings out of his shoes or something, because first Valley View number 80 is getting him by the feet.
Well, it looked like number 11, Ismael Morales, there was originally going to take the kickoff as it bounced. It took about two bounces to him, but he would have been downed at about the 10 or 11 because he was trying to get the ball while on one knee. The ball instead slipped out of his hand. Roger Garcia with the presence of mind to scoop it up, and the Jackets instead will be starting from about the 12-yard line, first and 10.
Fumble on the play. Wow. Nice play by Garcia to avoid utter disaster and giving the Tigers the ball at the 5-yard line.
It was
nice
a toss.
Yeah. The ball.
It was a toss to the right, and the ball just a little behind Roger Garcia. He has to stop, but still cannot handle the ball. And for about a second or two, the ball just laid there on the field. Fortunately, the Jackets able to pick it up. Roger Garcia will be tacked on with about a 7-yard loss. And now that field has really shrunk now, as it'll be a second and about 17 from about the 6-yard line.
Wow, going to gun here on the goal line, always dangerous, but Nino is an experienced quarterback.
Nino draws back to pass, has plenty of time. Number 12, wide open. And he's going to make the catch at the 40-yard line, and they're trying to strip the ball as he just keeps running for it. He gets to about the 45.
Wow, you have to wonder how he can be so open after he's already has 2 touchdowns.
You know, that's unbelievable there that it was about a 35-yard pass in the air, and he had to, Halomo had to wait for it. But, you know, he was so wide open with about a 10-yard cushion. He makes the reception and picks up about 35 yards there. Yeah. It'll be first and 10 from the 45.
Again, with that heavy formation that you alluded to earlier.
And the Mercedes Tigers making a lot of costly mistakes on defense, which is allowing the Yellow Jacket offense to continue to score, because that's quite a situation to be in over there with a second and 17 from your own 6-yard line.
Could have easily flipped the field position there, but now the Jackets have good field position again.
Well, there is a flag, though, before the start of the play, and it is going to be a false start here. So now the Jackets making a mistake of their own. First and 15 now from the 40. Empty set as there are no backs in the field. Nino back to pass. Has Roger.
Whoa. Dangerous pass there by Nino. Thankfully nothing bad happened.
It was a short yard pass attempt, maybe about a 5-yard pass. Roger Garcia unable to hold on to the passes. You're right, you know, if that Mercedes cornerback steps in front of that pass and picks it off, he's got an uncontested interception return for a touchdown.
It was a linebacker, I believe. For
was it a linebacker? Okay.
An outside linebacker, yeah. See, Trevino now in a free safety. This is kind of what I expected him to see, and that's where I think his speed was better utilized there in the free safety position for the Tigers.
Well, it's a second and 15 here, still at the 40-yard line. 10 minutes and 21 seconds remaining in the second quarter here as the Jackets are making their way down the field after a big pass reception. And once again, Nino back to pass.
Oh, my goodness.
And he is just going to be hit hard, and he's going to fumble the ball.
Wow.
Blindsided from the back.
I saw that one coming, and you're kind of like wincing, just hoping he's going to dodge or something. But, yeah, did not see him there at all. Big hit.
Well, you know, you got to give credit to the Tiger defense. For the most part, their line has not been able to put any pressure on Nino. This time, Nino, very comfortable back there at about 6 yards deep. And you know, he was standing there for close to 4 or 5 seconds. And traditionally, you know, that's 5 seconds is the time where you got to get that ball out of your hands. Because, you know, most defenses aren't going to allow you to have that much time to pass.
I saw it coming, and I'm just like wincing. I'm like, oh, man, that was going to be a big hit, and
it was. Well, a huge fumble for the Jackets as the Tigers now take over at their 30-yard line, first and 10, and they're going to throw a deep pass for the end zone. And Joseph Garcia is going to come up with a pick. Oh, they're going to stay incomplete.
Well, trying to hit Trevino, but nice defense there by, who was that?
Well, you know, in high school rules, you got to retain possession on a when you hit the ground and the ball bounces out on a run, you know, it's not a fumble. You're technically down. But when you're catching a pass, or in this case, intercepting a pass, because he had possession of it in the air, but when he came down, he hit on his back, the ball bounced out. It's ruled an incomplete pass, and the Tigers now dodge a bullet of their own. Now second and 10 from the 30, handoff to Vela, and he's going to be met. But not after picking up about 3 yards.
Well, that was a nice job on that last play of Trevino becoming a defender. That's the case of the receiver becoming a defender and knocking the ball out of the out of a short interception, it looked like. Third and about seven. Yeah, the thing is, this is two down territory for the Tigers. You would have to think.
It's a third and about eight from about the 30, excuse me, the 26-yard line. Third and about seven. Motion trips to the right side. As it's going to be an option, and they're going to pitch the ball to Trevino. And he's going to stand corrected. It was not Trevino on the carry. It was Israel Vela, number 33, for the Tigers. And that option is just an ineffective play as it causes them a lot of yards. They lose close to 6 yards there as the defense for the Jackets was ready to stop that option play.
Hey, they appear to maybe going for a field goal. They did miss a 25-yard extra point, basically, so going for a what would be a 49-yard field goal, I believe, 48-yard field goal. Wow, this is something into a crosswind.
Yeah, 48-yard field goal attempt about to come up here on fourth down, and you do have to kind of wonder if a fake's going to be.
Could be a pooch kick of some kind, maybe.
The snap, the kick is up. It looks to be short. And number 26, Felix Garcia, catching the ball there at with about a foot outside of the end zone. And he is ruled out of bounds, and the field goal attempt will be no good. I question that call by the Mercedes coach.
It was a tad short. What happened is on the hold, they kind of dropped it, kind of threw off his rhythm. I think if he doesn't drop that hold, I think it's a good kick.
Well,
he stopped
48 yards for a high school kicker is definitely not within. Well, I mean, well, let's rephrase that. Yeah. I don't think there's a lot of kickers at the high school level that can make 48 yards. I don't know how good this kick is for Mercedes, but I guess the coach had confidence. First and 10 for the Jackets, and it's a handoff to number 81, Alex Estedos, who has some room to run, breaking one tackle, two tackles, finally met by a storm of Tiger defenders. But he picks up close to 11 yards for a Yellow Jacket first down.
Kind of a misdirection trap that you kind of see out of the slot formation. Doing it out of the gun, the E coach is getting creative. You're opening the playbook a bit.
And it'll be a first down, first and 10 from the 42-yard line with 8 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
Again, with that odd formation that you alluded to earlier in the broadcast.
And it doesn't appear that the Tigers are... Oh, man. Oh, man. Hey, this is getting ugly. This is getting ugly for the Tigers.
Yeah, I don't know what coverage they're in, but there's kinds of guys open.
You know, they had success on that one play where they sent a blitz because they're in that 50 defense. They got three defense linemen, and there is just no way that they're putting enough pressure. It's Nino again with about 5 seconds to throw the ball, and a great job. I didn't get to see who caught the ball there, but a great job by the receiver just beating his man and wide open with about a 5-yard cushion, a well-placed pass. It is a big gain for the Jackets now in Tiger territory. And we got a flag as Roger Garcia gets the carry, spins out of one tackle, and he's brought down close to about 7 or 8 yards.
Could be either an offside or some kind of illegal formation or illegal shift. We'll see what the referee calls.
Well, you have to wonder if it was a penalty on the offense, they probably would have stopped the play. But we'll see the call by the guy in the zebra suit.
He appears to be stepping back, it appears. I'm not sure, though. Oh, they appear to be discussing with the Jackets, so I guess it is against Mercedes, it looks like.
More than likely probably be a offsides by the defense. No, it is a penalty against the Jackets as they mark the yards off.
Illegal formation.
It would have been an 8-yard run by Roger Garcia. Instead, it's a 5-yard penalty, and it'll repeat first down. Continuous steady wind coming here out of the south-southeast at about 10 to 15 miles per hour. Probably another roll in that 48-yard failed attempt by the Tigers. But nonetheless, first and 15 here at about the 28-yard line. Nino with the option, keeps it. Breaks two tackles.
Boy, the Tigers are really going after that football, trying to strip that football every down, looks like.
And Nino will pick up about 8 yards, and it'll bring the ball to about the 20-yard line. And the Jackets now in the red zone with a second down and about six to go.
Aside from that turnover, the Tigers have shown really have no answer to stop this Jacket offense.
And once again, like I said, in that 50 defense, now it appears they went back to the 27 to try to put a little bit more pressure on quarterback Eric Nino, as he has had a lot of time to pass. Option to the right side. Nino with a decent fake to fake out a would-be tackler and picks up close enough yardage to close enough to the first down.
It will be about a third and about maybe two.
Oh, I stand corrected. See, I always eat my words.
We're at a weird angle here in the press box tonight.
It'll be a third down and about one.
A long one.
At about the 15-yard line. So it'll be about a 5-yard pickup there on the option play for quarterback Eric Nino. As the Jackets now enter into a tight formation. And it's a quarterback sneak, and Nino picks up the first down. As he picks up about 2 yards, which is plenty for the first down. Mr. Benny Layton here. He's got the speaker set up here. I've seen, you know where you see that a lot? You see that in the Corpus Christi areas, where the visiting team brings their own speaker system for this very reason. First and 10, Nino back to pass, looking for Halomo again.
Quarterback Albert Chavez there on defense for the Tigers.
Yeah, great job there jumping up and deflecting the ball, which might have been another touchdown for Jesse Halomo. It would have been his third for the evening. And yeah, now you're right. Number 15, Albert Chavez in the game, and I don't see number 22. I don't see Trevino.
Yes, he is in the other safety position, it looks like.
So the Tigers not holding back, putting in all their horses on the defense. They're two studs. I wouldn't be surprised if number 33, Vela, is in the game for the defense too. Quarterback Nino rolls to the left, keeps it. I can't even describe that in words, what he just did.
Yeah.
He's been doing all season long.
I think, you know, Chris Berman on ESPN kind of does that, like, whoop sound. I think you needed several of those right there on that one.
I mean, geez. I mean, he probably broke about 4 or 5 tackles there. And, on a play that was obviously stuffed, there should have been about a 6-yard loss, but he just breaks those tackles and he picks up one instead of losing 6.
It is third down. The Jackets can get a first down if they go to the 1-yard line. So it is not a full situation.
Yep, a third down and 9. Third down. Jackets with 4 minutes and 50 seconds here in the second quarter looking to score. Nino drops back to pass, and we got a flag come out as Alex Cisneros in the end zone. Touchdown, but it's coming back because we got a flag here.
It could be another illegal formation again, it appears.
A well-placed pass there by quarterback Eric Nino, and saying in the booth that there was some movement by one of the wide receivers on the opposite end of the field, and it probably will be an illegal motion. Yep, it is an illegal motion, and the touchdown is negated. Correct? Oh, say
illegal
again?
Formation, I believe.
Illegal formation, okay.
Probably somebody lined up off the line that should have been on the line, apparently. Sometimes.
Yeah, okay. So what an offensive team needs to do is have 7 players on the line of scrimmage. When you don't have those 7 players, it's considered an illegal formation.
A rare mental error by the Jackets, which they usually don't make. They have not made all season.
Well, it cost them a touchdown now as the third down takes them, or with this third down attempt, they go 5 yards further back. It'll be a third and long from about the 16-yard line. A screen play. Roger Garcia breaking one tackle, has some room to run to the end zone. Touchdown. Roger Garcia on the screen play.
Wow, a costly miss by the Tigers defender there.
There was a Tiger that sniffed that screen out all the way, and he just got juked out really, really bad by Roger Garcia. If that guy makes the play, it'll be maybe a 2-yard gain, but instead it's a 16-yard touchdown pass for Eric Nino to Roger Garcia. Jackets now find themselves up 20-6, awaiting the PAT. So one play later, after a negated touchdown by a penalty, puts up the 6 points. Snap, the kick, it's blocked.
Blocked this time.
And have to wonder there if there will be a flag. He kind of ran into the kicker.
Well, on a block, it is actually becomes legal to hit anybody, basically.
Okay.
That's why you see no flag there.
And, you know, that's something that they've been doing a real good job. The last two extra point attempts, the Tiger defender has just been coming within inches of blocking the extra point. This time, he finally gets it, and it's a blocked PAT attempt, as the Jackets now have a 20-6 advantage.
Well, that, I guess, could carry a little bit of momentum for the Tigers, but they definitely need something here at half before halftime if they can stay into this game.
And, you know, you can't fault the PAT team. Well, let me rephrase that. It was not a mistake. It wasn't a mishandle by the holder. It wasn't that the kicker was too slow. It was just a matter of the Tiger defense getting in there really quick and blocking that PAT.
They've been close the first two extra points, and they finally got there, this third one.
Well, we'll take a quick word for our sponsors. You are listening to Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal action shots of Ed Calchelsa football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR to access JBR Digital's .photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see action shots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Calchelsa Sports Radio.
We are back, and Tigers showing a little bit of sign of life there on that kickoff.
Number five there waiting for a block, and that was never thrown. Kind of waiting for a Tiger there in the air, but didn't throw a block at all.
And once again, the Jackets avoiding at all costs to kicking the ball deep. The ball was picked up about the 15-yard line, and the returner, the second line of return for the Tiger kickoff return team, trying to go to the opposite end of the field, but of course, you know, the guy with the ball just didn't have the kind of speed to do that kind of run.
You know, Trevino, not many carries. We'll see if they kind of want to work him in here or not. I guess, of course, if you're so behind, he can't really run the ball very much.
That'll be first and 10 from the 27-yard line, and there's Trevino with a carry. Has enough room to go outside and just, barely steps out of bounds as he might have gotten a close to 25-20-yard gain there.
Wow, that kid is fast. He didn't even have very much room there. I don't know how he got those 9 yards that he did get. Second and short. Probably expect to see Vela here.
So it'll be a second and one at about the 36-yard line here with 4 minutes and 20 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
Wow, Trevino literally inches away from breaking that for a touchdown. High formation for the Tigers. Motion.
Hand
it up. Is to the fullback.
To Israel Vela. And he's going to get outside of the corner. It was a design.
Oh. Well, you know, the fans, it wasn't a very hard throw, but I don't know.
Yeah, it was a design play up the middle, and there was nowhere to go for Israel Vela, so he decides to bounce it outside. And the corner there in position, but of course, Israel Vela showing his speed, and he does pick up the first down, but momentum takes the tackler out of bounds, and there's a penalty flag as they're going to be called for a late hit out of bounds.
Yeah, it wasn't the hit was not hard at all, but I guess it was the timing. I guess he was about 3 yards out of bounds. That's kind of why the referee threw that.
Well, you know, it's one of those situations here where there's so much aggressiveness, so much intensity here that I'm sure the refs want to keep a tab, especially if you consider some of the other ball games throughout. You know, you think of the Brownsville Pace game versus the Westlake. I hear there was a fight that broke out there. And a couple other ball games around the valley where fights break out. You know, and in fact, I want to say the Mercedes Tigers have been involved in two fights throughout their season. So they're looking to stop any kind of over-aggressiveness.
a flag will likely be holding against the Tigers, it looks like.
Trevino with a handoff to the left side of the line, and Felix Garcia almost able to make a big tackle there for a big loss. But instead, it looks like he got maybe back to the line of scrimmage as before he's finally pushed out of bounds. And let's see what this flag's about.
A holding call, I believe. And that's kind of what you're in that area. That play kind of slow developing for the Tigers. And that's when those holding calls tend to happen.
The Tigers will be taken back 10 yards. They are now at the 44-yard line. It'll be first and 20 as there are now 4 minutes and 7 seconds remaining here before the half.
Now going to the spread.
Chavez back to pass. Hits his running back in the flats, but the ball just a little underthrown. The running back unable to come up with a pass. He wouldn't have got very much there was two Jacket defenders pretty much on top of him just as the ball was arriving. So it'll be an incomplete pass. It'll bring up second and 20 for the Tigers. And so far this game has been a display of mistakes on both sides of the ball for the Tigers and the Jackets, but it's the Tigers that have been making more mistakes. Chavez back to pass. Plenty of time. Has number 5 open in the flats.
Nice game, but it will still be third and very long for the Tigers.
Close to about a 10-yard reception there as they maybe got back to the original line of scrimmage, and it will be a third and 10.
Well, you know, the Tigers have found themselves often behind the chains, not really being able to use that running game that they have because they fall so far behind the chains.
And you know, when the Tigers go into that double, there's just that huge cushion that the Jacket defense is giving the Tigers in that cover two. You know, I'm surprised that they don't put Alex Trevino in that. In that inside receiver position, and maybe hit him on a quick hitch, and let him use his speed to maybe get some extra yards. But you know, for the most part, you see Chavez looking downfield, trying to hit the home run ball, and came close one time. But
two tight
ends for
the Tigers.
Has been empty. Chavez again back to pass, has some room to run. Missed tackle by one of the Jacket defenders.
Well, he appears to have the first down. So the Tiger is not checking it in yet so far. And there are 3 minutes and 5 seconds left in the half, and the Tigers are threatening now at the Jacket 35-yard line.
And that was a big run there by quarterback Chavez for the Tigers.
You kind of sense that Trevino and Chavez kind of taking it upon themselves to get their team back into this game.
First and 10 from the 35-yard line with 2 minutes and 50 seconds remaining in the second quarter. GT Trevino. A huge fumble. Ball is bouncing. Looks like the Jackets might have it. Couple Jacket players signaling that they got it.
Wow, not sure what happened. I saw the ball fly out. Was that from a hit, or what was that? Why did that ball fly out from?
Wow, that was a GT play. They pulled the guard on the tackle, and somebody just punched the ball out of there because it was up in the air.
It
was up in the air for about 10 yards. I mean, it looked like it flew up in the air about 10 yards.
Well, the guy got about 5 yards and flew back to the line of scrimmage, it looked like.
Yeah, and the Jackets fortunate enough to jump on it, and it will be a Yellow Jacket ball, first and 10 from the 38-yard line, as Nino will try to put up another touchdown. He goes deep down. Haloma, who's wide open. The reception. To the 20. Sideswipes one guy to the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown. Jesse Haloma.
Wow, Haloma having a career day in one night.
I mean, it's, wow.
Well,
I mean, you know, Jesse Halomo is a tremendous athlete. He plays track. He's a high jumper, but he's never struck me as, I mean, he's not a, one of the sprinters on the track team. He's not exactly the fastest guy on the team, but he is just burning his corner. Well, burning the safety, or they're taking advantage of that. Well, I don't understand. It's a cover two defense for the Tigers. I mean, that safety should have that deep outside, and they're just not doing something right.
Well, Trevino is safety. I don't think he knows what he's doing because that's his man. The past three or four times, he's not coming over to guard that man. The corner's letting him go expecting help, but he's not getting it.
Well, you know, it looks like now that the Tiger move to, if you are correct, the Tiger move to put Trevino and Chavez into the game is coming back to biting them in the ass, because it was Trevino's pass interference that gave the Jackets their first touchdown. And you know, I don't know about the other touchdowns, but now, definitely, like you said, if it was Trevino, now he costing the Tigers in the defensive position their second touchdown, as now the Jackets, with the PAT up and good, now have a 27-6 lead over the Tigers.
Yeah, he's on. Basically, they're playing cover two without one safety, basically, which is going to lead to points all the time.
Yeah, you know, in that cover two, the corner is supposed to sit and cover the flats, and you're right, it is that safety that's supposed to, you know, they got basically halves. You got two safety back, and one of them is supposed to cover the middle deep half of the field, and the other one's supposed to cover the other half, and there's just no excuse for the Tigers to have that kind of have a receiver that open.
Well, I understand that Trevino has speed, but I think they'd be better off putting their regular free safety or strong safety in that position.
Costly plays by the Tiger defense, but you know, I mean, is it really that costly? I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. The Tiger defense is one of the worst defenses in 32-4A, and the Jackets doing an excellent job of just taking advantage and picking apart this Tiger defense that is now, you know, walking on with a crutch.
Well, Mercedes definitely has the athletes. From what I've seen from up here, it is definitely in technique and assignment where they are heavily lacking. And on the defensive side, it is definitely, to me, looks like assignment or lack of doing correct assignment that appears to be, have you said, costing them the whole season.
Yep, and there was a penalty on the PAT. Penalty on the PAT, and the Jackets will kick off from the 45-yard line. So it was a 15-yard penalty. And Miguel Garcia is just going to kick it deep, and it's going to go into the end zone, and it's going to be a touchback.
And boy, the Tigers, I don't know what they can do now to get back to this game, but whatever they have, they better bring it out now, because this thing could get ugly very soon if it has not already.
Looking to the Mercedes Tiger stands, just stunned, and you know, given the results that they had against PLC, Puerto Vaca, Calhoun, and Los Fresnos, I mean, in my opinion, they shouldn't have been too surprised. I mean, there's no denying that the Yellow Jacket offense has been very potent the last 5-6 weeks, and you know, the Tiger defense has not been putting much of an effort to stop it.
You know, not to pick on, but the Mercedes defense has been so lacking. You're kind of afraid Nino may look for that pass every time against other teams that won't be there.
And that's basically what I was talking about earlier. They had that trips formation to the left, and it was just a quick pass. The defender playing about 10-12 yards deep, giving him a big cushion. But at that particular play, the reception was made, but a punishing hit put on as number 26, Felix Garcia, came up hard from those 10-12 yards and just tattooed the receiver for the Tigers. But it is a reception, 7 yards. It'll bring up a second and three. Back to pass. Chavez going to keep it and run with the ball. Missed one tackle, two tackles, still on his feet, finally brought down by the safeties. But he picks up a lot of yards, close to about 22 yards on that particular running play. Well, it was a passing play, but on that particular scramble.
I tell you what, I mean, I'm very impressed with this Chavez kid, this Trevino kid. It's just, the team just can't get together, can't play their assignments. I don't know what to tell. I don't know what it is, and I'm sure the people...
Well, I mean, I have a feeling that they're sending their receivers deep, and that's creating this huge cushion. And once Chavez gets back, get past the, you know, and even the linebackers are dropping back into coverage. So once they get past the the defensive line, Chavez has daylight, a lot of daylight, and it showed there as he picks up 22 yards. First and 10 from the 47-yard line, as there is an empty set. All receivers are out, and it's a screen to number 5 for the Tigers. And
boy, you know, I have to wonder, why not let Tito Trevino? I mean, he is your stud athlete.
And see, that's exactly what I said earlier. And I guess, if I was a Mercedes coach, I would have come out looking like a fool, because they did throw that screen, and the Jacket defense was sniffed it out pretty hardcore, man. It was maybe a 1 yard loss on the play, as it looked like big old number 56, John Castillo, a defensive lineman coming from the line, making the tackle there, as well as the linebacker and cornerback for the Jackets. Second and 11 from the 46-yard line.
Trip to the left.
Get him, Tony!
And Albert Chavez in some trouble. He's going to find Israel Vela wide open. Boy, about two Yellow Jackets there, almost on the sack, and Chavez doing a hell of a job of while he's being tackled, still throwing that ball to that receiver or that running back in the flats.
Wow, this Chavez kid is very... Is he a junior or is he a senior this year?
I want to say he's a senior. Okay. He may be a junior. I'm not too sure. Don't quote me on that.
He's very impressive. I'm very impressed here. I also see some good-sized linemen for the Tigers and so forth. It's just... I don't know. I mean, I'm sure the fans in the orange are asking themselves the same thing.
Well, the reception is officially about 10 yards. It'll bring up a third and about a short 2 yards at the 45-yard line.
Rolling out of the pocket is Chavez. Breaks contain.
Chavez going to keep the ball.
Gonna tuck it.
Scramble. Picks up the first down and some.
The Jackets lose contain there, and Chavez slow to get up, but he is getting up. Mercedes has 3 timeouts, and with 47 seconds remaining, you would think they would use one right now or earlier.
Well, the clock stops. The clock is stopped as they move the chains. And Chavez there with the 10-yard reception, or excuse me, 10-yard quarterback scramble, which now brings the Tigers to the 35-yard line.
The clock.
As the Tigers are now pushing and pushing.
Oh, wow. Trevino open on a smash route, but cannot come down with it.
Man, that is the second bullet that the Jackets have dodged. Alex Trevino wide open. He would have just walked into the end zone, but what do you call that? The ball hit his hands, and it popped up about 3 yards, and Joseph Garcia had the presence of mind to just run up there quickly and just smother him before the ball could come back from that 3-yard pop. Incomplete pass, and it brings up a second down. 32 seconds remaining here in the second quarter as the Jacket crowd starts to chant defense here, trying to fire up their
empty
their
set
players.
The
back to pass, and Chavez is going to be sacked. Number 52 for the Yellow Jackets. I'm going to have to check up who that is. And there seems to be a little bit of controversy on the field. People calling that a fumble was on the play as Chavez was hit hard. He was hit by 2 Yellow Jacket defenders, and he is still on the field. Hopefully, Chavez is still okay. I'm all out of air right now. Hey, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. 25 seconds remaining. It appears that there might be a fumble. We'll find out after the player for the Tigers gets up. But let's take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Couch, also Sports Radio.
When it comes to our photography needs, EEJackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by George E. Sines, EE grad of 76. Fulfill your photography needs by contacting JBR Digital at 956-499-6374 or by sending an email to jbrdigital@yahoo.com. JBR Digital is a proud sponsor of Ed Couch Elsa Sports Radio.
AEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Couchelsa.
And we are back here with 25.5 seconds remaining in the first half. The Jackets, I thought were on offense, but it appears to be the Tigers on offense. I guess
they're saying that he's down, and Chavez, being that he was out, has to come back into the, or has to take off one play as number 14 for the Mercedes Tigers as the new quarterback.
Tigers now, the clock running. I've still not used any of their three timeouts. Questionable decision there.
And they're going to send all the pressure. It's going to be that screen that I was telling you to, or telling you about as Chavez gets touchdown. Oh, no, corrected.
Well, that's what we
that's the one I was talking about. And this time it works as now they put the ball into Trevino's hands on that little screen.
And someone else is down for the Tiger. I cannot see the
and
number.
It's a huge gain there. As there is now 12 seconds remaining in the second quarter, another Tiger player down, and they have Tigers have possession of the ball close to about the 4-yard line.
Wow, and they only have 12 seconds remaining. Then if they would have saved some of those some time earlier with the timeouts, they would not probably not be in the situation.
Showing some very uncharacteristic play calling by the coach for the Tigers, but I'm sure he has his reasons.
A touchdown would be huge momentum-wise for the Tigers, who I believe are receiving in the second half, if I am correct here.
Well, as the player remains still on the field, we'll go ahead and take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Couchelsa Sports Radio.
While you enjoy the game, JBR Digital Imaging is hard at work bringing you all the up-close and personal snapshots of Ed Couchelsa football. Visit eejackets.com/JBR to access JBR Digital's dot photo account, which ultimately will allow you to see snapshots of tonight's game as well as others. Oh, there he goes again. JBR Digital Imaging, a proud sponsor of Ed Couchelsa Sports Radio.
eejackets.com. Your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Couchelsa.
Ed Couchelsa Sports Radio, brought to you by CV the Hispanic Titanic, alongside with the host, with the most, Perry Ellis, bringing you games live from the Hive.
And welcome back with 12.3 seconds remaining after an injury timeout, which I believe was a lineman. He walked off under his own power and appears to be fine. And it'll be first and goal from Mercedes on the 4-yard line of the Jackets. With two timeouts, they can run the ball, so they are not in a must-throw situation. So the playbook is open for the Tigers.
And
a full house backfield. Power eye. Motion, a big man in motion, tight end, I believe. Toss play.
Trevino gonna be stuffed with a no gain, as I'm sure the Tigers will immediately call a timeout here.
And they do with 8.4 seconds remaining. And they will have one more remaining, a gain of about maybe one. Well, now the staff makes me look silly, and as having those timeouts comes in handy for them in this situation.
Indeed it does. It does.
I guess that's why I'm in the booth.
Well, as the timeout is called, 8.4 seconds remaining, the score 27-6. Tigers threatening to score. We'll take this opportunity to take another break. Another word from our sponsor, JBR Digital Imaging.
When it comes to our photography needs, EEJackets.com turns to JBR Digital Imaging. Servicing the Mid-Valley for several years now, JBR Digital is owned and operated by...
Here, folks. Welcome back. The Tigers are lining up for their second and goal play with 8.4 seconds remaining. And they are in another full house backfield.
Trevino looks like he might have punched his way in there.
And touchdown. The line judge is calling a touchdown. Wow, a big... The Tigers kind of salvage a little bit of the first half with 2.9 seconds remaining. The score is 27-12 with the PAT or two-point conversion pending. Appears to be a straight power play. That pile moved. And perhaps some momentum for the Tigers, who I believe received in the second half. So they kind of salvaged something. Avoid the first half being a total disaster. Let's see what they do. They appear to be going lining up for the kick. A new kicker, if I'm not mistaken. Hold is good. And the kick is good. So, with 2.9 seconds remaining in the first half, it is the Ed Couch Elsa Yellow Jackets 27 and the host Mercedes Tigers 13. You will probably expect some kind of squib kick here on the kickoff to avoid any kind of big return by the Jackets, and they will probably definitely keep it out of Roger Garcia's hands.
Well, if the ball does go in out of bounds, the Jackets will have, as the clock will not run, the clock does not run or will not start until a player actually makes contact. So I'm sure the kicker for the Tigers is going to try his best to keep it in bounds and keep it out of the end zone. Interesting turn of events, as you mentioned earlier. This last second touchdown that the Tigers made could definitely give them the confidence to go into the locker rooms at half and maybe psych themselves up to continue to put forth an effort to try to take this game.
Well, you probably think that their defense would have to muster some kind of similar effort by the offense to kind of keep themselves into this game. And they line up for the kick, which we do expect to be a squib, but we do not know. Number 54 for the Tigers, lining up for the kick. It is a squib kick. Goes to... kind of rolling around there.
And the Jackets kind of just having a lot of difficulty getting the balls. It's just bouncing
A flag down. Could be some kind of personal foul, but it shouldn't make much of a difference. I think the Jaguars, either way, will just kneel the ball, take the 14-point lead into the locker room. Nice job of the officials by keeping this game under control and not letting things get too chippy out there, because we're not, like you said, we do not want another brawl situation here.
And, since it was a defensive penalty, the Jackets will have an opportunity to run one play despite a 0-0 on the clock. And, interesting to see whether Coach Solis will just kneel the ball here and take it into the half, or maybe as the... Well, they're still waiting to mark the ball. I know it's not going to be at the 16-yard line because that's where he was tackled.
Tigers heading for the locker room. I don't know what's going on.
Well, a bit of confusion here as the coaches have sent the Tigers into the field.
Oh, they'll take it on the next kickoff, the referees say.
Well, you know, that might be definitely a much better move, as they would have needed to go 60 yards or whatever. And, you know, they would have been in a prevent defense. But instead, now you'll get the penalty yards on the kickoff in the second half.
Right. So your score at the half is the mighty Ed Couch Elsa Yellow Jackets 27 and the host Mercedes Tigers 13.
And that's the half, ladies and gentlemen. We'll go ahead and take a quick pause for the cause. You are listening to Ed Couch Elsa Sports Radio.
Ha
want to know what happened in tonight's game? Look online at eejackets.com for stats, highlights, pictures, and more. Again, brought to you by eejackets.com, the unofficial website of the Yellow Jackets.
EEJackets.com, your number one sports authority for everything. Ed Couch, Elsa.